If we could construct a psychiatric Frankenstein monster, we could not create a leader more dangerously mentally ill than Donald Trump. He's a paranoid, psychopathic narcissist who's divorced from reality and lashes out impulsively at his imagined enemies. And this is someone, as you mentioned, who's handling the nuclear codes. You know, this Goldwater law rule is frankly absurd from three different vantage points. First, the debacle that took place during Goldwater's era was in the Freudian time, before we had the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. The great advance of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual is it gave us clear behavioral diagnostic criteria for every disorder. So whereas these psychiatrists were saying he had potty training issues and latent homosexuality issues, there were unproved concepts, we now know if we can observe someone's behavior and their words, we know that we can diagnose them. And actually, this whole idea that the psychiatric interview is the gold standard for making an assessment is just frankly not true. Empirical research shows that the psychiatric interview is one of the least reliable ways of forming a diagnosis. That behavior and informants, and obviously we have thousands of hours of behavior and informants, are much more accurate. And finally, as far as ethics go, I would argue to my colleagues that those who don't speak out are being unethical. That if we have some knowledge and understanding about the unique danger that Donald Trump presents through our psychiatric training and we don't say something about it, history is not going to judge us kindly.